Good afternoon and welcome to Frederick County Sports Weekend. Ed Lilly and Pete McLeod. I'm Ed Lilly. Pete will be back next week. We're brought to you by Premier Dental Arts and Dr. Cappuccino. And tonight we have Rowan Bennett and Kristen Policelli, and both great athletes for the Walkersville Lions. And we're going to talk about their careers. They're both seniors and they're both graduating. And our coach, and how do I not have that? Coach, identify yourself.
Eric Green.
Coach, and you're the baseball coach.
Yes.
How long have you been doing that?
4 years.
What's it like at Walkersville?
Family. It's a very tight-knit community. We get tremendous support from our community, our fire department. I mean, it's on game nights in football. It's unbelievable.
I've been there. It absolutely is.
And baseball, our community flocks to the baseball field as well.
I also have to congratulate you guys on your Lion mascot. I think it's one of the best in the county, if not the best in the county. Okay, let me start with you, Rowan.
Yep.
And now you're a senior and you're graduating.
Sir.
Do you know where you're going to go next year?
I'm going to go down to East Carolina University.
Wow. Okay. That's become a big school. It really has. It's really doing well. And you're going to play baseball?
I'm going to try to walk on for club baseball down there.
Okay. No football?
No.
No football. You could walk on for that, too. A lot of people get on teams by walking on, you know.
Yeah. I just kind of enjoy baseball more.
Okay.
More some of the...
That's good. You're only going to play club, though.
Yes, sir.
What are you going to major in?
I'm majoring in exercise physiology.
Okay. You going to come back and be a coach at some point?
I hope to kind of be in and out and supporting some of my teammates that over the years that are still down there. But it should be fun.
Okay. Your team had a lot of success this year. Okay. And the question I'm going to ask you is, did your team have fun?
Yes.
Yeah, to piggyback on that, our team had a lot of fun this year. I mean, coming in this year, we had a much different mindset. We were a little bit more laid back about the way we approached everything. We still had high expectations. I mean, we wanted to win every game, play the best every game, but we also wanted to make sure we were having fun. So we tried to keep a loose flow environment just so everyone can enjoy the game and have some fun with each other.
Christian, when did you start playing, yes, baseball and football?
I think I've been playing since I've been able to walk. I mean, baseball, probably t-ball, first time I've ever played. Then football, I think second grade, first mm-hmm. time I put the pads on.
And where are you going to go next year?
I'm going to be playing baseball at the United States Naval Academy.
Wow, congratulations.
Thank you.
You're going to be a midshipman.
Yes, sir.
That's a really wonderful achievement. It really is. Congratulations
Thank
for
you.
That. No football?
I was interested in trying to walk on there, but talking to the coaches, my baseball coaches, and I mean, it came to the conclusion it's the workload there to put that on top of baseball and then to add football on top of it, just a little bit too extreme for.
Do you have any relatives that were in the Navy?
No, sir.
Let me give you a tip. And I wasn't in the Navy. I almost went in, but when you're at the Naval Academy as a midshipman, they're looking, everything that looks like a nail that sticks out gets hammered. So that's a good advice. You don't want to stick out.
No,
you
sir.
Want to make sure that you're doing everything they tell you to do. And it's really tough the first year. Mm-hmm. It really is. But if you get through it, that's a huge honor. It's a great achievement. Very
sir.
Few people can do it. And they've got some pretty good athletic teams, too.
Mm-hmm. Their athletics have been on a big improvement. I mean, their football team in the past has been really good, and they're getting
absolutely.
They're getting
Roger really, Staubach
yeah.
played for them,
and then now their baseball team, over the past I don't know how many years, they've been tearing it up. I mean, they recently lost in the conference championship this past weekend, but they've been playing great this whole year. They've had winning records past few years, and they've been playing good.
You were the Defensive Player of the Year, according to Frederick County in football.
Yes, sir.
According to the Frederick News Post. What did you think of that? Was that something that really made you smile? Or
yeah.
It's just one of the many.
It was – I've been – ever since my junior year, being a captain for the defense on varsity, that's been the whole goal for me, is to try to earn that Defensive Player of the Year title. And after earning first team my junior year, I was like, okay, I think I can make this happen. So the next year, worked harder than I did in the past and was able to make it come true.
Christian's also the all-time leading tackler in the history of Walkersville football.
That is an incredible achievement as well.
Thank you.
Rowan, what was your position for baseball?
I played first base.
That's a tough position to play. And was there something about first base? I mean, it's probably one of the hardest positions to play, I think. What did you think? Was it that difficult to do?
Well, I thought we had a really good infield, so it made me look good most of the time.
And then only if you make the catches.
Yeah.
On those throws. What about batting? How did you do?
I did pretty good. Yeah. Had a pretty fun year hitting behind this guy. Did a lot to help me.
That makes it nice.
Yeah, it does.
What was your, looking back, okay, as a graduating senior, okay, what was your best memory so far? And that sometimes throws people, coach.
So well, it's funny you mentioned that because we were talking about this on the way over here. It was kind of cool.
Yeah. I mean.
Go ahead.
I'd say my best memory is probably my team looking down to the box. They all got on the dugout. They sat on the, we have a bench, and they grabbed bats, and they just chanted row, row, row. It was awesome. It was priceless.
And when was that?
That was against Ligonier in our senior night game.
You know,
not senior night. I apologize. What game was that? That was when we had our the alumni night where we had all after the first. So that was a huge game for us.
You know, I asked you guys before we started, and I'll go back with you, Rowan. How hard was it for you for senior night for both sports?
I mean, just all the work we put in and just coming out of it. It was kind of sad to see it kind of come to an end. But at the same time, looking back on it, I had a real reflection the nights before, and it was really awesome to try to think about all playing the time and all the fun times I had with my friends and just all the lessons and also, like, memories I made. It was kind of bittersweet.
I always ask the same question, which is, did the time, thinking back to when you started, okay, and I presume you started middle school?
Younger.
Younger? Okay.
Christian started really young.
But when you started, how long did it seem to pass between then and now?
And I mean, it feels like yesterday. I just wish I could kind of go back.
Yeah, honestly. I think it seemed to me that time sped up. Christian, same question.
For the time passing, that question?
Yeah, I mean, first you start and you're just figuring out what's going on, and then you're graduating senior. Does that seem like it was a long time or a short time?
Thinking back right now, it feels like it just happened, like he said. It feels like yesterday, but during the time, you don't really learn to appreciate the game that much. You kind of take it for granted. Now looking back on it, it's like, wow, I mean, I'm never going to be able to play that game again. I wish I could have done a couple of things different, changed a couple of things, but it flies. So I like to
it
take
does.
Advantage of it.
It does, and I think that's great advice for anybody that's younger that plays sports. Pay attention now, because the next thing you know, you blink and you're done. And I can't count the number of players that put everything into it and then get injured in their senior year and then don't get to finish it. I mean, it's, you know, people. I mean, it's just horrible. And there's nothing you can do to go back. You know, wish there was, but there isn't. On the other hand, you've done something that a lot of people don't get to play sports in high school. And a lot of people never get to go to college and play sports in college and Naval Academy. To me, I'm still sitting here. That's incredible. That's really good. Coach, what was it like having these athletes play for you?
Unbelievable. We have 8 seniors on this year's team, and all of them are just tremendous kids. The vast majority of them are National Honor Society members, great students, great members of the community. Terrific athletes, but the athletics part is secondary to me. The type of young men that they are means a whole lot more to me than that, and they're all tremendous, tremendous individuals, and what a ride, and what a great group of kids. I love them.
Well, we talked about Walkersville. I've said this on the air a number of times over the years, and having Bob Miller around to talk to sometimes made it easier. But Walkersville is just a great place and an environment to watch athletic events, because whether it's in the gymnasium, with an unbelievably graphic lion bursting through the wall that looks really cool, to the football field. I mean, the fan support, you guys, you talked about it a little bit before, but the fan support is exceptional. There are a few other places in the county that are like that, but a lot of high schools never have that. And I think the community support is something that you know, they give a lot to it, but I don't think you guys really realize sometimes how much you give back by playing in athletics and how much that gives to the community, because they really enjoy it. It brings a lot of community pride, especially when you do well, but not always. I mean, to see you guys go out there and achieve is something that makes the area happy, makes alumni happy, and makes anybody in the stands happy too. And, Coach, I know that's one of the things it's not the salary.
Absolutely not.
Yeah. It's getting a chance to be involved with kids, young men, young women.
Absolutely.
And see them achieve. And I think that's got to be the best part of coaching is when you see something or when you see them get it. You see
Absolutely.
This spark, and same thing with you guys. You've seen that happen, right? Suddenly that guy that couldn't walk across the room without tripping is a gazelle and can catch passes or can hit the ball and can catch, and all those things happen. And I think that's one of the most enjoyable things about sports. Coach, you said 4 years.
Yes, sir.
Where did you go to school?
Seneca Valley High School in Montgomery County.
Oh, yeah. They've got a really shabby reputation. A really good school.
And I coached there for 15 years.
15 years baseball?
Football. Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Congratulations. That was a great achievement. Seneca Valley has a great reputation.
Yes.
And they've done some really tremendous things. I'm kind of glad we're not in their division.
We are in their division.
And now we are.
Uh-huh.
Oh, dear. That's not good. So
hey, the Lions aren't afraid. Bring them on.
All right. So football you played?
I played and coached football for 32 years.
Wow.
I was a defensive coordinator with these guys in football, so I got the opportunity to coach them in football as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about that. Absolutely. If you just tuned in, you're listening to Frederick County Sports Weekend, brought to you by Dr. Cappuccino of Mount Airy and Premier Dental Arts. The show's with Ed Lulley and Pete McLeod. Pete will be back next week. And our guests are Coach Green, who's the head coach. It's Eric Green, right?
Yes, sir.
The head coach of the Walkersville Lions baseball team, and two of their top players, Rowan Bennett and Christian Policelli, who's also one of the great football players, great football teams that got a lot of success in the last few years. We'll talk about that. Coach, you were the defensive coordinator on
Yes, sir.
Lots of different strange games over the years I've seen over there.
Mm-hmm.
Some games where it seemed like the ball had eyes and went wherever it wanted to, which was not where you wanted it to go necessarily, if you know what I'm talking about.
That's correct.
And just very strange games sometimes. I don't know how to explain it. I've seen kind of games like that in Frederick too sometimes. Frederick has of course, they just had the flooding on their beautiful new field, and I feel horrible about that.
Yeah.
But they're right next to that creek, and there were more than one occasions in the fall when just as the game got underway, it looked like a nightmare or a monster movie because you had fog, ground fog, coming up out of the ground and obscuring what you were seeing. I mean, it's really strange. You guys don't have that. You're on higher ground, but you do have a dirt field with grass.
Yes.
And a lot of teams, Middletown spent money, and they're still trying to pay for it, to get their AstroTurf field, which is not really – it's turf field, not AstroTurf. But beautiful field. It's been really well used, but it's wearing out, and they may have to do things to spruce it up. Other schools have been trying. Frederick just got it, and then, of course, the flood happens.
Yes.
So we're seeing this happen around the county. Are you guys trying to get a turf field too?
Not very hard.
Would you like one?
No, actually, we prefer to play our games on grass.
Okay.
Now, it's nice to have a turf field for practice, but the county's not going to pay for a turf practice field. Our field's in great shape. The county's done a great job. Joe Polis has done a great job maintaining it. It's one of the nicer grass fields you'll find. It's very full.
And it seemed to hold up really well.
Very well. Very well.
And do well. Even I don't know if it's because of where it is, but I haven't seen any real mud games there over the years, and it's a long time I've been watching games there.
Since we played Catoctin, when Quentin Ezell was our running back, that's the last mud game we had on that field.
Of course, mud games are unforgettable, too.
Yeah.
Do you guys ever get to play in one?
Back in the youth football league, we actually had a, we called it the Mud Bowl Part 2 or whatever. But
where was this?
This was at Mount Airy in the youth football.
I remember the stadium, yeah.
Yep. And we were playing in some heavy rain.
Who'd you play? Fun.
We got to play. I was as Lions, and then we played Mount Airy.
And actually, Christian was on the Mount Airy team.
Mount Airy always had good teams.
Yes, they did.
They did. Yes, and I still remember that location. They had a scoreboard, and I used to film from the area up there. Mm-hmm. And that thing would go, clack, clack, made a lot of noise. Coach, what got you involved in coaching?
I love kids. I love sports. I wanted to make an impact on young people's lives, and I thought I could. And so it was just very natural for me. Mm-hmm. And I think I've done a pretty good job relationally with kids. The sports end of it, I'm very competitive and I always want to win. But those lifelong relationships that you make with kids, that's really what gets me. And that's really what motivates me in coaching.
Well, my fingers are crossed that Damascus doesn't stay 2A because that messed everything up this year. And you guys ran afoul of them and played down there, right?
Yes, sir.
Not a great place to play. And they make it very hard for us when we try to go down there and do a game there. It's almost impossible for us. But you guys had a good season nonetheless.
Terrific.
You played really well. And the year before, you want to tell us about that?
Oh, it was awesome.
I know. Run. I was there for the end.
It was a great run. Just a tremendous group of kids and a lot of talent. And we kind of knew that we could get that done. And sometimes you need luck in a championship run. And we got lucky. We played, Dunbar was 12-7. And, man, their quarterback was unreal. But he wouldn't run the ball. He threw the ball and we defended it quite well. And maybe if he runs the ball in that game, maybe we come up short. I don't know. But we didn't.
That season, it seemed to me, you guys were absolutely determined to win.
Absolutely.
No question about it. That from day one, from when you first started practicing the year before, you guys were, we're going to do this. We're going to make that. And
well, we lost by one in the state championship the year before.
I was there.
And that was our motivation. We were very hungry to write that. And our kids, from our first workout, hey, 21-20. Let's not let that happen again, 21-20. And that was our motivating factor that entire year.
Now, that game was at Raven Stadium, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, I remember Bob Miller was there.
Yeah.
And it was a point after that was missed.
Yes.
And as soon as that was missed, because you guys had been leading until then, and you were still leading at that time.
Fourth quarter, we entered the fourth quarter leading 20-6.
Yeah, and when that was missed, Bob turned to me, went off the mic and goes, I don't like that.
Yeah.
And I was like, I know what you mean, because this kind of thing can come back and haunt you. And it did in that game.
Yes, and but we also lost in that game. We lost at that point our best offensive lineman went down.
And who was that?
Austin Fahrenholt.
That's right. I forgot
and
that.
And he's at Salisbury now. But, yeah, he tore his ACL in that game. And
I think that was the difference.
It was a major factor, I'll just say that.
You guys did so well. You really did. And I remember the games. You may not, but there was a series of games against Middletown. And I was just stunned, first by the crowds that showed up for those playoff games. And then it was like Middletown found a way to beat you every game. And it was like, I don't know how they did it. I'm not sure they know how they did it. But with that year, they won two of those years. I believe they won state, at least one of those years.
They won in 2011 and 2012.
Right.
And then I think, didn't they win in 13?
They won three, yeah, and then they lost.
And they lost in 2010.
Right.
So they
won.
On
a badly called pass reception play that was a reception but was called an incomplete catch. I've got to say that at that year, you guys played them, and even though you lost, I think you could have beaten any other team in the state, 2A, 3A, 4A, any of them.
Well, especially in 2011, absolutely. We were a very, very good team, and they were a very good team, and we kind of knew whoever won that game was probably going to win the whole thing. And their next two games were running clocks. They destroyed their next two opponents. And you know what? It's a shame that the playoff system set up the way it was. You'd like to see your best two teams play for a state championship. But, you know, the way
it's set up. Absolutely on board with you. I think it's horrible because that would have been a tremendous game. It really would have been. And it's not fair. It's not the way they do it now is not fair.
And this year, I mean, the best two teams in the 2A were Walkersville and Damascus, and it would have been great for us to be able to play for the state championship against one another.
Or on a neutral field.
Yeah,
absolutely. It would have made a big difference. I heard a lot of very questionable calls in that game. We won't get into that.
Yeah.
We don't do that. But, okay, plans. Okay, what are you going to do for the summer, Rowan?
Well, mostly looking to have some fun with my friends, enjoy last time before we go off to college. But I'm also going to be playing on the Maryland Mustangs, which operates out of Frederick.
That's really great.
Yep.
Christian, you go to the Naval Academy, so I presume you're going to be trying to enjoy yourself before, you know.
Plebe summer.
I leave June 28th, actually. So I got graduation, got a couple months in June, and bon voyage.
You're not that far away. It will seem like it at times, I'm sure.
That's a big plus that I'm only about an hour and 20 minutes away from home. But for the most part, just hang out with my friends, make some memories, because I know it's going to be tough getting in touch with them once I go away. So just try to make some memories that none of us will ever forget and have some fun.
What are you going to major in?
I haven't declared a major yet, but I really favor political science. I have a lot of interest with the government and how the economy and all that works, and it's always been an interest for me.
And do that with a business degree, too.
Yes, sir.
Coach?
Yes, sir.
It's going to be hard saying goodbye to these guys, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Graduation, my son is also in this class.
Awesome.
So he's my baby, so it's going to be a bittersweet day.
That's hard.
I'm proud of him. But, boy, I'll miss him.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. That's a really tough time. It's been a privilege to talk to all three of you. I mean, it's just really great. And I wish you the absolute best over the summer. Enjoy your senior graduation. And, you know, be careful and cautious in what you do. Naval Academy is just a tremendous, tremendous accomplishment, Congressman. And Rowan, look forward to seeing you hopefully come back. And are you going to, both of you, would you like to come back here and coach?
Yeah, I think it'd be an honor just to go back into the system that's given so much to me and just give a little bit of my time back.
Football or baseball or both?
If they'd have me, both.
I think Coach is smiling. He might be happy to have you. Christian, same question.
Yeah, it'd be a lot of fun to come back and help coach out and helping out in the community. I actually spent this past fall with me and a friend of mine, Ethan Parrish, who also was also on the football team. We helped coach a youth football team, and that was a blast.
I did that. It's one of the most enjoyable things you'd ever do.
Exactly.
And the thing it was, I was lucky enough to be with a bunch of kids as they later ended up on those championship teams at Middletown. And I can't tell you what a privilege it was to be at M&T Bank Stadium broadcasting the game and watching these guys after they'd been, you know, puppies basically. And now they're all grown up and playing. And one of them is now the head coach, Colin DeLauder, at Middletown. And, you know, that's hard for me to go and call him coach. I mean, you know, he was calling me coach for a while. But anyway, guys, I wish you all the success in the world. I want to thank you so much for coming. Coach, pleasure to see you and talk to you.
Hopefully
we'll get you back
next
year. Our privilege. You've been listening to – oh, I've got a little time left. Not much. I've got about a minute. Normally I'm over time. So, Coach, before we go, what's it look like next year for baseball and for football?
I actually just coached my last game.
Oh, no!
I'm leaving the school system. So I won't be coaching anymore.
Oh, no! That's terrible. Are you going to come back and watch?
Oh, any chance I get.
Okay.
But, yeah, I'm changing careers.
What are you going to do?
Automotive finance.
Okay. Okay. You gonna miss teaching?
Yeah, I'll miss the kids.
Yeah. Miss coaching.
I'll miss coaching.
You know, you can always go back and do middle school.
We'll see. It's
not the same at all, but
no, it's not.
But it's a lot of fun. It really is.
Yeah, at one point I coached the JV team, the freshman team, and the youth team one season.
That's a lot of work.
It was a lot.
I'm sure you got a lot of good memories of that, too.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Christian, good luck once again at the Naval Academy. Christian Policelli.
Thank you.
And Rowan Bennett. Where are you going again? I forgot.
East Carolina University.
Oh, that's a great school. It really is. Doing really well, too. And showing up a lot of times on national TV now. So you'll have a lot of fun down there. You will, too. It's in Myrtle Beach, right? Right outside?
No, it's in Greenville.
Oh, Greenville. That's right. I forgot. Oh, but anyway, guys, have a great time. Have a great weekend. We're just about to have Memorial Day weekend. In fact, this is Sunday before Memorial Day. And I hope you have a safe and enjoyable summer. Coach, I'm sorry that you're not going to be coaching anymore. You're going to miss it. Maybe you'll come back.
Yeah, I'll miss it, but I miss the income less.
Like I said, you don't do coaching for the pay.
That's correct.
Thank you for listening. This has been Frederick County Sports Weekend, and our guests were Eric Green, coach of the Walkersville Lions baseball team, and he was also an assistant coach of the football team. And he's going to hang it up after this, and we're going to be sorry to see him go. Christian Policelli, great athlete in Frederick County, defensive player of the year, and you're headed to the Naval Academy. Congratulations. And Rowan Bennett, great player as well. We're going to miss you in Walkersville. Hope to see you come back and see if you can coach sometime. I think, you know, there's a lot of coaches out there who'd like to have you. Thank you very much for coming on the show. We're brought to you by Premier Dental Arts and Dr. Cappuccino. For Pete McLeod, I'm Ed Lilly, wishing you a wonderful weekend.